Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Yes, please, 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 please give from the heart, especially right now as we get into the critical phase of our pledge drive. Let's begin in prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reason we pray the Memorare at the beginning of each hour during Pledge Drive is because, as we're seeing this time, things can get dicey, I'll put it that way. And as an example, I don't know if this is old hairy legs. Could be. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But on the second to last day of Pledge Drive, the website, the relevantradio.com website, it's up and running, but there's some sort of weird glitch that we've never had before, ever, that I know of anyway, in being able to make a donation. So you can see everything, listen to programming, etc., but for some strange reason, could it be Satan? I don't know. But they're working on it right now, and this is why we pray at the beginning of each hour, because we don't know what is going to be thrown at us, what kind of exigencies we will have to deal with in the course of a five-day pledge drive. And that fifth day is tomorrow. So as Mary was mentioning earlier, she'll be back again in a few minutes. She's taking a coffee break. But we're at the point where this is critical. In other words, we need to start making these numbers now so that we will be in a good position to cross the finish line as planned tomorrow at the end of the day. So when Drew Mariani's program is over tomorrow, we have to have everything wrapped up. Now, it can be done. And God willing, and with your generous response, it will be done. But it's going to require each one of you to make the call. Right now, make the phone call, 877-291-0123. The reason I say that again is because the website is acting up all of a sudden. All of a sudden, out of the blue. You know, what are the odds that that would happen, especially on this day during Pledge Drive? But in any case, we roll with the punches. And we trust in the Lord. And we move forward. So link arms with us, please. 877-291-0123 is the best way you can do that right now. Give us a call and let us know that you're with us and that you are supporting Relevant Radio.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just had a nice lady call, and she asked us to say it nice and slow. So she's got her pencil out and her paper, and she wants to write down that number. So can you give it to her one more time?
Okay. Happy to, Cyrus. That's a phone number I will be happy to say a billion times between now and the end of the show. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Did I get it?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Did you jot it down, Cyrus? The number again, 877?
877-0123.
Yeah.
291.
So let's start over. Okay. Let's start over. 877.
877.
291.
291.
0123.
0123. Thank you.
You got it. You nailed it. Okay. I want to ask you a question, and I want you to give me your honest guess, okay?
Okay.
We're talking about Gen Z young people. So this would be... I get confused. So Generation Z, so millennials are, let me think this through here. Millennials are 1984 to 2002.
Okay.
And there are 78 million of them. Then there's Generation Z. Generation Z would now be in the 18 to 24 year old category. But here's my question. If you had to guess, let's look at millennials for a minute. What do you think the percentage is of millennials who identify as LGBTQ and whatever other letters are supposed to come after that nowadays? If you had to guess.
I bet it's a direct correlate it corresponds directly to how many TikTok users there are. I don't know, 10%?
That was the sort of standard guess that most people had, going back to the deeply flawed Kinsey research that was done in the 20th century. And that was the statistic that he promoted, 10% of the population is homosexual. And now, of course, there are many other letters after that. So he was referring primarily to homosexual people. But that number, depending upon which cohort you look at, is as high as 30% now. Let me read this to you from Newsweek. 30%. 30% of millennials identify as LGBTQ, according to a soon-to-be-released study that's based on scientific polling data. Among Christians, the numbers were lower, but only slightly lower, with just under 30% of millennial Christians identifying as LGBTQ. The portion of the population that describes itself as gay has varied over the years from 10%, and that's based on that research that I mentioned, flawed research by Kinsey, to less than 6% in a recent Gallup poll. The pollster who worked on the new study, George Barna, attributes the unusually high number that he found to social and news media coverage that makes it safe and cool for young Americans to identify as LGBTQ, whether or not it represents their actual sexual orientation. So Barna says, it's a subset of a larger issue that this is a generation where 3 out of 4 are searching for meaning. There is a group that doesn't have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Therefore, the LGBTQ identity gives them comfort. A lot of this generation claim to be moving in that direction, but there's a big difference between claiming the identity and living the lifestyle. That's a good insight, by the way. The poll looked at the so-called millennials, defined as someone born from 1984 to 2002, about 78 million people. That represents a quarter of the U.S. population. Among millennials, 30% identify as LGBTQ, more than 3 times that of the rest of the adult population. And when researchers broke out the youngest of the group, that's the Gen Z, 18 to 24, they found 39% of that group, 18 to 24, identify themselves as LGBTQ. Let me pause for a minute. Parents, if you have wondered what happened to your teenage daughter or your teenage son, either in middle school, high school, or college, this child that you raised, this child that you knew, suddenly changed and came back with a very different way of looking at the world and looking at his or her own sexuality. You are not alone, number one. This is a very common situation abroad across the land. And it's seemingly happening all of a sudden. It's part of, I would say, a wider context. We have to keep everything in context. And the wider context is the way in which the media, especially, was very successful in conditioning people not only to kind of see this as it's just one choice among many. It's just, you know, one option, one flavor. If you like that flavor, great. If you don't like that flavor, great. It's been a process over many decades now of conditioning people, softening up their natural resistance to this, to the point where they see it as okay and even something to be desired. And then, of course, the ways in which society has shifted so that if you disagree, if you don't like it, if you reject it, if you don't choose it, what have you, then you're now the bad person for holding to the position that you hold. So much for tolerance, right? So much for diversity, right? You know, they're very intolerant of you if you say, well, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's moral. I don't think you should do that. You will not be tolerated. There's no diversity for you. And of course, that's the irony, because they champion themselves as being the advocates of diversity and tolerance when it's nothing but intolerance, et cetera, et cetera. So you may be saying to yourself, why on earth is this happening? Why is it happening now? There was a book that was written. I found out about it by reading a book called The Marketing of Evil by David Kapelian. And I think the book came out about 20 years ago or so. I read that book, found it very interesting, very persuasive. And he referred to in that book another book that was written by two gay men, and it's called After the Ball. And that book was written, as I recall, right around 1990, or it was in the 90s. I remember that much. So after I read Kupelian's book, I thought, well, I want to find out what that book has to say. I want to get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So I found a used copy online. And I'm telling you, that book, After the Ball, is a blueprint for exactly what has happened in the intervening years. Everything from conditioning people's attitudes to making the media a willing and pliant tool of this ideology. Boy, is it. And I'm not even sure that the two men who wrote that book and laid out how they wanted to pursue this goal of normalizing LGBTQ, et cetera, I don't think that even they realized just how successful they were going to be. Now, what they're not like the architects of this, but they outlined the architectural drawings. So they, so to speak. So they actually kind of said, here's how we're going to do it. We and all the other people who are working on this with us. We are legion. And they have accomplished it. So as we consider this article, and I know we have a break coming here in just a moment, just take a look at it. It's a 124-page study. And it was done in conjunction with the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. It's a nonprofit entity that promotes traditional American values. So, yes, these are religious people who conducted the poll, but they also compare and contrast them with results that were found in a February Gallup poll. Now, Gallup, of course, is nonpartisan and it's nonreligious. It showed that just 5.6% of U.S. adults of all ages don't consider themselves heterosexual or straight, though that poll said that 7.6% of respondents refused to answer the questions, and another 5% said they had no opinion as to whether they are heterosexual or straight. The Gallup survey concluded that 1 in 6 Americans ages 18 to 23 they identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. So do look at these statistics. They tell the tale, and there is a message here for parents especially. It's for everybody, but for parents especially. Be very careful to the point of, I mean, you know me, Mr. Wet Blanket. I definitely, absolutely discourage parents from giving smartphones to their children until they are old enough and mature enough to handle them. And for my money, that's like, you know, midway through high school and maybe even senior year of high school. I know it sounds extreme, but if you think the alternative is better than my extreme view of saying don't give a smartphone to your child until maybe senior year in high school, absolutely never, ever give a smartphone or a tablet with unrestricted use to a child, you know, in middle school or below. That's like handing him a stick of dynamite. Absolutely.
Please listen to
Patrick.
If you're
wondering.
Please. My greatest regret as a father is letting my teenagers have smartphones. Yeah. Don't let them have them.
Yeah, really don't. Because the, and I'm glad you chimed in, Cyrus. Thank you for that. It is a doorway into that world and many other worlds besides. It's not just that world. But TikTok, we talk about that all the time now, only because it's like the happy hunting ground for people like your kids. And when the kids are wandering around in TikTok land and YouTube land and all the other areas where these ideologies flourish, they will find them, and they do find them. And they change their attitudes, and sometimes they change their whole persona. So, word to the wise, don't give your children smartphones. Believe me now and thank me later. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio. If you're a newer listener to Relevant Radio, I'm a numbers guy. I worked as an accountant before becoming a priest. We have a need this week of $3 million, which sounds like a lot, but that's only 17 cents an hour per person listening to us. That's amazingly inexpensive and efficient. We do our very best to use the financial resources that you bless us with wisely. One way you can help us save some money is by becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You give a set amount every month to Relevant Radio, and that saves us money by reducing the amount of mail we send out. Please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today. You can join us for as little as $25 a month. In this hour, we have matching funds. You can give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or if calling is your only option, give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
It's hard to believe, but Lent is only a few weeks away, and Relevant Radio wants to be your companion. From Ash Wednesday through Holy Week and Easter, we want to help you on your Lenten journey. And to do that, we've got some great gifts for you, one of which is this beautiful framed Stations of the Cross. It'll look great on your prayer altar at your home, or even hanging up in your bedroom, or somewhere in your living space to kind of remind you day in and day out, this is Lent. It's time that we focus, you know, maybe take down that picture of your family and put this one up in its place for the season of Lent this year. Each station features a colorful image with crystal clear lamination under glass inside a wood frame. It is absolutely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. And it's yours when you make a special gift of $50 a month or a one-time gift of $600 at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are having issues with our website. Haven't gotten any word yet that that's up and running yet, which means we need everybody stepping up as soon as you can and make that call at 877-291-0123. We have a little bit of a head start on this hour. 30 people have reached out so far and have given from the heart during this pledge drive. We need 200 at least each and every hour. So that means we still need 170. There's two more gifts. That makes it 168 people who will reach out and give from the heart within the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, time is ticking. The clock is ticking. We don't have much time left. And so this is why we're urging you to please make that call right now, 877-291-0123. Mary, I have a feeling that if the website were functioning normally, things would be fine. But because it's not, we really have to make sure that those phones stay ringing constantly. 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. That's the way to do it, but we need you to do it right now, please.
And if you can help out with a special $5,000 or $10,000 gift, it is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be doubled dollar for dollar. Every single gift during this next 45 minutes, actually about 41 minutes left in this hour, will be matched dollar for dollar. So if you can make a special one-time gift, perhaps you've already given during this pledge drive, you can maybe throw in an extra $10, $20, $30 one-time gift. We'd love to hear from you at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or maybe you're waiting until tomorrow for the grand finale. A lot of people do that. Let's not do that this time around. We need your help. We need you to call now at 877-291-0123. Give from the heart at 877-291-0123.
Compellingly inclusive and fully woke. Diverse and unpredictable conversations. Equality for your day. Your non-triggering, non-toxic ally. This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, you forgot organic and free range and cage free.
I'll add that in there for next time.
Yeah, that's a good one, Cyrus. I like it. Every time you play that, I like it. It catches me by surprise. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the program. 888-914-9149. Before we go to the phones, though, Cyrus, I'm curious. Now, I actually don't know the answer to this question. I've never asked you this that I know of. Are you a betting man?
How much you want to bet that I am or I'm not? What's the over-under?
What are the odds that you're a betting man?
I am not by any means a betting man. I don't care for it. I don't like it. I stay away from it.
That's probably smart. It's a good thing to do. Well, the Associated Press has an interesting story. I didn't know that the figure was this high, but a record 31.5 million Americans are going to be betting on this year's Super Bowl.
Whoa.
This, according to estimates.
How many?
31.5 million Americanos.
Oh, I can't even wrap my head around that. That's like everyone's betting.
Well, I mean, 10% of the country, well, maybe just shy of 10% of the country is betting on it. And that's to the tune of $7.6 billion being wagered. Now, these are like friendly wagers, office pools, a lot of money changing hands for the Super Bowl. I didn't realize it was anywhere near that amount. Both the amount of people planning to bet, that's up 35% from last year, and the estimated amount of money that's being bet, up 78% from last year, are new records. Bettors including people making casual wagers with friends or relatives, entries into office pools, as I just mentioned, wagers with licensed sports books, bets placed with illegal bookmakers. Bill Miller, who's the president and CEO of a company, it's again the American Gaming Association, he says Americans have never been more interested in legal sports wagering. The growth of legal options across the country not only protects fans and the integrity of games and bets, but also puts legal illegal operators on notice that their time is limited. The bookies, as they were called back in the day, I guess. When the LA Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals begin the game on Sunday in the Rams home stadium, 30 states plus Washington, D.C. will offer legal gambling. Since last year's game, 45 million additional people will be able to bet on the Super Bowl because their states have legalized sports betting in the past year. That would include Arizona, Connecticut, Louisiana, Maryland, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Dakota, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And here are the predictions from the Associated Press. 18.2 million American adults will place traditional sports wagers online. That's up 78% from last year. 18.5 million Americans will bet casually or as part of a pool. 76% say it's important for themselves to bet through a legal operator. That's up 11% from last year. 55% say they're betting on the Rams. 45% are backing the Bengals. That contradicts data from numerous legal sports books that show more bets and total money being wagered on Cincinnati so far. So it's interesting. I, like you, Cyrus, I'm not a betting man. I don't wager. I have nothing inherently against it, although I do believe it is dangerous, especially if you're gambling money that belongs to your food budget or your rent or mortgage budget. If you're gambling money that you don't really have, you know, that you really shouldn't be gambling because you could lose it. And for some people, as you know, if you gamble and lose, then you gamble again knowing that you're going to win next time, and then you don't, and then you gamble again, and before you know it, you're penniless. This happens a lot. So I have a healthy fear of gambling. I don't condemn it. I don't condemn people who do it. But I just say watch out, because it can become a ravenous monster for some people.
There's a much healthier way to spend your money. Donate to Relevant Radio.
I thought you might say that.
I'm betting on Relevant Radio. And in fact, I just got word that our website donation area is back up and running. Hopefully that'll open up the floodgates here.
Hallelujah. That is wonderful. Well, thanks for that good news, Cyrus. Mary is dancing a jig over there. I can see how happy she is. 877-291-0123. That's the number. But you can also now make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com. Up and running. Did they say what old Hairy Legs did to it or how they fixed it or no?
Maybe. He was shedding. He was going through there and just shedding, I think. His hairy
gross.
Legs. I'm sorry.
Gross.
That is so gross. You started it.
I know. Oh, well, we're back up.
Yeah, this
now.
Is great.
So, Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app too, right?
100%.
100%. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ed and Joliet.
I don't think we have time. Oh,
no, what are we doing?
I'm sorry, Ed. You're going to have to just hang back for a second.
Okay. Stand by, Ed.
Yeah, we need to head over to Mary and see what's
okay.
going on.
Okay, Mary, you heard the good news. Isn't that great?
I heard.
The website's back.
Yes. Praise be to God. You can now make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. And still a partnership challenge hour, so your gift will be doubled when you give from the heart. At relevantradio.com or use the app. We need to see 200 gifts each and every hour as a minimum on a Thursday. So far, we have 50 that have come in during this hour, so still in need of 150 people who will give from the heart in the next 34 minutes. Can we count on you?
Can we count on you? That's really the name of the game. That's the question of the hour. This is the second to last day of Pledge Drive. Tomorrow we have to wrap everything up. We have more than 50% of the way to go yet. And so we're counting on miracles, including your being willing to pick up the phone, 877-291-0123. Or now we're happy to say you can go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge safe and secure, or you can use the Relevant Radio app. But this is crunch time. We are now at the point where we need you right now. So please act right now.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, you'll receive the bonus download from Father Kibicki, The Joy of Confession. That along with this, I love the Stations of the Cross 8x10 that we have available for that $600 gift level. What a great way to kickstart your Lent and have the best Lent ever, which is just around the corner. We're going to be with you the entire way here at Relevant Radio.
Yes, we are, and we will be doing that 24/7 as we always do. That's the other thing to keep in mind is that where else are you going to find this kind of programming? At the flick of the flick of your wrist, you tap the app and there it is, 24/7, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of hope and encouragement. That is hard to come by nowadays, and we deliver it every single day, but we can't without your help. We can't be helping people every day unless you say we can. And the way that you say we can is when you give us a thumbs up and go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge. Or use the Relevant Radio app, but we really need you at this moment to say yes to our continued existence. Because if you don't say yes, then the situation could change in a moment, and we don't want that.
It certainly could. Let's keep this programming on the air. We are working on what we need for the next quarter here, and we need $3 million. We are over halfway through our pledge drive as far as time-wise goes, but we have not hit the 50% mark on making our need of $3 million. So we need everybody who can hear our voices right now to give from the heart at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have just 30 minutes left in this hour, and we need to receive at least 200 gifts. You can also make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. It is a partnership challenge hour.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Welcome back. Pledge Drive is upon us. It's actually past us. We will be wrapping things up tomorrow at the end of the day. So this is a really important time for you to step forward and show your support for Relevant Radio. We do have the website fixed now. Our ace team of engineers working feverishly to get it fixed, and they did a great job. Thank you guys for everything you did to make that happen. So that means that you can make your pledge now safe and secure, as per usual, at relevantradio.com, also on the Relevant Radio app, and you can call us at 877-291-0123. So that's where things stand at the moment. You can still call Beyond the Air with your question or comment. The number is 888-914-9149. Let's get back to Ed and Joliet. Sorry for the false start, Ed, but you are on the air now. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. I have a cousin, that a beautiful cousin. She's non-Catholic, and she likes to randomly just bring questions of stuff she'll read or hear. And the question yesterday was St. Joseph. Why do us Catholics say that St. Joseph died in the presence of Jesus and Mary? And normally I answer her with things of writings like Catherine Emmerich or with Mystical City of God, but I know those aren't fair answers. So what I was going to do is look for a Patrick Madrid answer. Are there any early church writings or anything in the Bible that might have indicated that in a subtle way that would help me to answer her question? And she'll be listening to this podcast, so maybe okay. Your answer certainly would be better than mine.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll be a good answer all the way around. So from the biblical information, we can't say with certitude when St. Joseph died, but I think we can safely say that he did die before the start of the Lord's public ministry for the following reason. We last see St. Joseph when Jesus, Mary, and Joseph go up to Jerusalem at the time when Jesus was 12 years old, and he gets separated from his parents, and you know the story. So there St. Joseph is mentioned, and we're told that after that time, Jesus went with his parents and lived under their authority at their home in Nazareth. So he went back home. Now, the intervening time between when he was 12 years old and when he was about 30 years of age when he began his public ministry, we see nothing more of St. Joseph. He's not even mentioned anymore. So the strong presumption is that he died at some point between when Jesus was 12 and the beginning of his public ministry. Now, the reason we can say that by the time of his public ministry, St. Joseph almost certainly had died is because he does not appear at the wedding at Cana with Mary and Jesus. So this was very close to where they lived in Nazareth. And so I suppose it's possible that maybe St. Joseph was sick and he couldn't travel. That's a possibility. But I think the likelihood is, because he's not mentioned, that he probably had passed on by then. So the Bible does not give us the precise details. The Lord did not see fit to reveal those details to us, and that's okay. But we can, I think, safely make that assumption based upon the implicit biblical evidence. Now, there may be church fathers who comment on that, and if there are, I'm just not familiar with who they are or, you know, which particular fathers offered a commentary on that. I suppose with a bit of Googling, that could be discovered. But in the meantime, that's the reason why Catholics hold this view that St. Joseph died in the arms of Jesus and Mary, and that brings us back to this scenario. If indeed he died, as it seems he did, sometime between the age of 12, when Jesus was 12, and the time he started his public ministry, well, I mean, they didn't have hospitals. They didn't have urgent care centers. There was nowhere for St. Joseph to go. I mean, there were no rest homes. There were no long care facilities or anything like that. So people who got sick and died at home. I mean, unless they were traveling or in a battle or something. So there are very strong reasons to assume that not only did St. Joseph die in this time, but also he would have been at home, and who else would have been right there with him but Jesus and Mary. So there's nothing unusual or forced in assuming that St. Joseph died in the arms of Mary and Jesus, who are comforting him. I think that's about as much as we can say based upon the biblical evidence. Does that help, Ed?
It helps fantastically, and if you knew how good you were, you wouldn't be able to be humble, Patrick. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed. Kind of you. 888-914-9149. We're going to be talking about Pleasure Drive here in another moment or two, but first I'd like to see if I can't get to Dina. Is it Dina or Deanna in El Paso?
It's Deanna.
Welcome, Deanna.
Hello. Hi, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
My question was this. We just had recently gone to Mass, and we went up to receive communion, but we wanted to receive on the tongue, and we were told that we couldn't receive that way. But later, our deacon called and told us that receiving on the tongue is not right anymore, that after Vatican II, the correct way of receiving is on the hand only and not on the tongue. So we were a little confused because we looked it up, but it says the opposite.
Yeah, that's right.
So I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, you're right. The good deacon is incorrect. First of all, if it had been me, I would say, oh, really? Interesting. The Second Vatican Council said you can't receive Holy Communion on the tongue anymore. Can you tell me which document in Vatican II says that? Now, of course, he wouldn't be able to because it's not there. It says no such thing.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even suggest or hint implicitly at any such thing. So that's just a bias on the part of the deacon. Who knows where he picked it up, but I'm sorry to have to say it, but he's wrong on this issue. So the church has always said, well, you know, until COVID, there's been a little wrinkle, and I'll come back to that, but the church has always said that every Catholic has a right to receive Holy Communion on the tongue. That was the customary way to receive Holy Communion for, I would say, well over, say, 1,600 years. We do see one or two glimpses in the early church fathers mentioning communion in the hand. So we know it did exist in some places, at least early in the church, and it may have been the custom for some time, but eventually it ceased to be the custom in the Latin Rite Church, and certainly in the Eastern churches. They never, ever, ever give communion in the hand, because the Eastern Rite churches, as well as the Orthodox churches, they use a spoon. Now, not all the Eastern Rite churches do, but many of them do. The Eastern Orthodox churches, they use a spoon to spoon the mixture of the precious blood and the Eucharistic bread into the person's mouth. So there's absolutely no communion in the hand there. It's a novelty in recent years. It was originally regarded by the church as a liturgical abuse. And for some reason, some priests insisted on doing it, and people began to receive Holy Communion in the hand more and more. And it eventually became, I'd say, the majority of Catholics now receive Holy Communion in the hand. And this is true for a long time. But this is a novelty. It wasn't part of the church's liturgical tradition for the last, say, 1600 years in the West. So for that reason, any notion that Catholics no longer are able to receive Holy Communion on the tongue, it's just simply false. And all the documents speaking to this issue on an official level in the church say exactly that. Now, I mentioned COVID. I'll just briefly talk about that. In the last 2 years, there were sporadic attempts here and there in some dioceses to say you can't receive Holy Communion on the tongue. You must receive Holy Communion in the hand, as if that somehow made it safer, which it didn't make it any safer. You were no more or less safe receiving communion in the hand than you were receiving communion on the tongue. And so as a result of some of these exaggerated precautions, it took hold, and in some places it hasn't loosened its hold in terms of forcing people to receive Holy Communion in the hand. Now, there was a canon law issue made of this, and within the last year or so, and I'm trying to remember exactly when this happened, there was a response that came from the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Sacraments that was unsigned. So to my knowledge, it was never attributable to any particular person in that dicastery, but it came back in response to a dubium, which was, is it okay for, in a given diocese, let's say in times of COVID, to insist on communion in the hand only? Because there were some bishops who were really adamant on that point. And so one of these dioceses, I presume, sent this question, and the response came back and said, yes, it is permissible to do that. So that's the wrinkle that I was referring to. Now, canon law says otherwise. The authoritative documents that have been coming out until that point say otherwise. And the fact that there's an unsigned response that says, yes, you can do that, that's what complicates the situation further. But I'll leave it at this. Here's some hope and encouragement. We are moving rapidly back to normalcy, thanks be to God. And so I'm hopeful that in places where these exaggerated precautions have been the norm, that people will begin to see reason and get with the program and start letting things get back to normal, which will include, of course, Catholics being free to receive Holy Communion on the tongue. I'll have to leave it at that, though. We have to take a break right now. Listen to this miracle moment, and I'll be right back with more right after this.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Oh, so you yourself have left the Catholic Church?
Yes, I had left it a while back ago, and it's only been about 2 years now that I've come back. Again, I'm learning, and I'm realizing, actually, in listening to your show, how much I did not know about being a Catholic when I left it. And because of that is why, in listening to you, which has helped me tremendously, I have come back into going back to the Catholic Church.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Relevant Radio has been here during the last couple of years to bring you hope, to be your spiritual companion, to be your virtual parish while parishes around the country were shut down. Just as we've been here for you, we need you to be here for us, and please make a gift today. We need your help. We need to be seeing at least 200 people who are willing to give from the heart each and every hour on this Thursday, the second to the last day of Pledge Drive. And so far, we've had about 80 people during this hour who have said, yes, I want to be a part of it. So 15 minutes left, we have about 120. Can you join that 120 that helps us out during this hour? It's real easy. You can stop by our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have some beautiful gifts available for you during this pledge drive, and you can see those when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or when you open up that app on your smartphone or tablet. And don't forget, when you give on either of those two digital platforms, our bonus download for this pledge drive is from Father Kubicki, The Joy of Confession.
I know what it's like to feel that joy, Mary, having gone to confession. I'm thinking about different times in my life when it just was so liberating, the feeling of knowing that God had forgiven my sins in the sacrament of confession. I cannot urge you enough, everybody, to get a hold of this digital download. You can receive it when you make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. Either way, now when you call 877-291-0123, that doesn't apply in that case. But by all means, if you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, we will send you this brand new talk by Father Kubicki. No one's ever heard it before, other than those who have made their pledge already. They've heard it, and you will find it very helpful for your own spiritual life. So that's available to you right now, not to mention our other gifts that we'd like to send you at the different giving levels. But this is the time, this is the moment when we need you to make that call or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
We want to say thank you to Raymond, who's listening in Madera, California. $1,000 gift doubled. It is a dollar-for-dollar match. Catherine is listening in Milwaukee. She made a $600 gift. That, too, was doubled. And Rima, your gift in Miami, Florida, went from $1 a day to $2 a day. We also have Maria, who listens in Milwaukee as well. $350 gift, and most definitely we'll be taking all of your prayer intentions to heart as we do with each and every pledge drive. You can do it too. You can give from the heart at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Regardless of what you give, if it's a one-time $10 gift, one-time $10,000 gift, or a monthly gift, it will be matched dollar for dollar.
That's big. That's important. So please don't hesitate and make the call now, 877-291-0123. As we've been mentioning, and the reason to say this over and over again, because people are tuning in and out, if you haven't heard, today is the second to the last day of Pledge Drive. It ends tomorrow at the end of Drew Mariani's show. And we're not at 50%. We're not even at 50% of where we need to be to make the total goal. So there's going to be a vast amount of work that's got to be done between now and tomorrow in order for us to stay fully funded. So if you listen to Relevant Radio, and I know you do because you're listening right now, and you find value in it, and it's helping you in your spiritual life, it's bringing you closer to the Lord, you're learning more things, you're getting misconceptions cleared up, your children are benefiting, maybe your marriage is benefiting. Many different things accrue to those who listen to Relevant Radio. For all of those good gifts that God is giving you, I'm asking you right now, why don't you pay it forward? Why don't you give back to the community, so to speak, and help Relevant Radio continue to do this for so many people, including yourself? And you can do it right now. Just go to relevantradio.com and you can make your pledge right there. You'll see the progress bar, which is not nearly as high as it needs to be, but you'll bump it up a little bit with your pledge. And the same is true with the Relevant Radio app. Just one or the other, or call 877-291-0123.
Patrick, to be exact, we are at 44% of making our need of $3 million. And as you said, past halfway point. Tomorrow is the last final day of pledge drive. We need to get as close to that $3 million mark as we can today. Tomorrow's easy sailing. It gets a little bit stressful if we're not hitting our goal.
Yes.
By the end of the day, at the end of the day tomorrow. Thank you. There's another phone call, and there's another. This is exactly how we do it. Let's keep those gifts coming in at relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone or tablet. Real simple. Tap the app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. If you want to have a look at what we'd like to send you by way of a thank you for your donation, in any amount, starting with a dollar a day level, just go to relevantradio.com, click on the Donate Now button. You'll see it. It's green. And then as you scroll down, you're going to see that San Damiano cross. It's a photograph on a cross. It's a photograph of the image that Saint Francis of Assisi saw, and he actually saw Jesus speaking to him and saying, rebuild my church, 800 years ago. So if you would like a reminder of what God is calling all of us to do, yourself included, that would be a great thing to have. And you would receive it when you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more, $365. At the $600 level of giving, we have a beautiful Stations of the Cross, 10 inches wide by 12 and a half inches high, full color, beautiful image of the resurrected, glorified Jesus in the center, surrounded by each of the different boxes around him are the different Stations of the Cross. And what I like about that is that even if you're not able to get down to your local parish during Lent to make the stations, you can make the stations in your own home because you'll have it when you make your pledge at this level.
What a great opportunity. You could actually do the stations each and every day in your own home. Great blessing will come upon you. We want to say thank you so much to Robert in Robstown, Texas. $250, double to $500. Mariana is listening in Boston. She also made a $250 gift. Thank you to Stephen in Albuquerque for your $100. And an anonymous donor in Philadelphia made a special gift of $91. You know what it is? These folks know how their financial contribution to Relevant Radio is an act of faith. We're asking you to take that same act of faith right now. It's real easy if you visit the website relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet to just fill out the form. You can kind of contemplate and pray about your prayer gift amount, about your gift amount. You can pray about that, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. But the beauty of making your gift at relevantradio.com or using the app on the smartphone is you get that extra special bonus download, which is from Father Kibicki. It is the joy of confession.
Yeah, the joy of confession is not an understatement. Perhaps you've been to confession and you feel completely liberated from the shackles of sin and the shame and the embarrassment of sin. That's what confession does for you. Jesus working in the sacrament frees you from all that, and he wants to free you, wants to liberate you from that. So maybe if you're feeling a little bit scared about going to confession, maybe it's been a long time since you've been to confession, you need this talk by Father Kibicki. And it's yours absolutely free when you make your pledge at relevantradio.com or if you use the Relevant Radio app. Now, if you donate online like that, you're going to get this almost immediately in your email box. If you're not able to donate online, you can always call us at 877-291-0123. We have people standing by waiting for your call right now.
Relevant Radio is really a unique voice on the radio, defending life, marriage, freedom through all of our special programming. We had our Advent inspirations, our special Christmas programming, our Fast for Life, so many different things that we do here at Relevant Radio to help keep you focused on the here and now and on the future and on heaven and everything that we need to get to heaven, helping us all to grow in holiness. It is here because so many people before you have helped support this local programming. We're asking you to support us now. And you know, when you call in, let us know what it was in the past year, the past 6 months that you've heard that meant something to you. Let us know what we're doing right or something that you didn't think we're not doing so right. We'd love to hear from you and get that feedback. It's real easy when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Give from the heart. We've got some great gifts we're going to send back to you in return. Could you make a special gift of $600? We'd love to hear from you. We've got a gorgeous, this frame that we've been talking about of the Stations of the Cross. It has an image of the risen Christ in the middle. Absolutely gorgeous. And you can see that, an image of it at our website, relevantradio.com, or on the app with your smartphone or tablet. You can see that image, gorgeous. And it's yours, $600 one time or $50 a month. We also have the statue for a $1,200 gift. That is gorgeous as well. And you can see both of those items. We're kind of directing towards these higher ticket items or these larger gifts because we're in a position where we need them. We are not even at 45% yet of our goal for this hour. So maybe you can do a $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 gift. If so, we need to hear from you at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877 877- 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Partnership challenge. Our means your gift will be matched 100%.
Yeah, we are going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until we get there. So get in the harness and push with us, please. We've got a ways to go, but we'll get there if you help us. 877-291-0123. We are under pressure. It is urgent. And I don't know how else to tell you. We need you right now. And if you want to make your pledge at relevantradio.com, you will be so we will be so grateful to you, whether it's relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. But please do one or the other, or give us a call at 877. My mind is so fried, Mary. And I'm just thinking, I'm looking at the clock.
877-291-0123. slower.
Yeah. 877-291. Let's all say it together, the three of us. Ready, steady, go. 877-291-0123.
I think we had very a little delay in there.
We can do it.
Somebody's brain was delayed. Yeah. Yes, it's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We want to say thank you to Kim, who listens in Traverse City, Michigan. $1 a day, double to $2 a day. James, yes, your $1,500 in Milwaukee was doubled to $3,000. And in Miami, Nancy, listening on 1080, your $1,000 was doubled to $2,000. Your gift will be matched to 100% when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you call 877-291-0123, that's 877-291-0123. We need to see at least 200 people who give from the heart each and every hour on this Thursday if we're going to make our goal by the end of this week, which is tomorrow. And so far, this hour, 3 minutes left, we still need to hear from 50 people at 877-291-0123, or better yet, use the website relevantradio.com or open up that app on your smartphone or tablet.
Pressure. Yes, but we can survive the pressure with your help. 877-291-0123. This is the second to last day of Pledge Drive. We still have more than halfway to go to get there. The website's back in action. If you heard earlier that it wasn't working, it is working now. So you can go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. But yeah, it's crunch time. We need you right now.
You know, Patrick, wouldn't it be great if we could get somebody to call in here in this last couple of minutes and say, you know what, I'm going to help you out with some matching funds. You can do that, too, if you want to offer a $5 or $10 or even $20,000 gift for matching funds. Just give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Granted, that's not for everybody. That was something I wish I could do. I'd certainly do it in a heartbeat if I could, but that's not in my budget. We want to say thank you to Antonio, who listens in Los Angeles on KHJ. Thank you for your $50 gift, doubled to $100. Brad, who's listening in Eustis, $200 was doubled to $400. We have Kathleen in Phoenix, $600 gift was doubled to $1,200. It is a partnership challenge hour. Every single gift is matched dollar for dollar when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We just need 10 more people here in the next 2 minutes. Give us a call if you can help us out. 877-291-0123. Or visit the website, relevantradio.com, to give from the heart.